Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Hey, hey, welcome along to the podcast on International Women's Day.
It's the podcast.
Do you remember International Women's Day? What's the slogan for the International Women's Day again? Be your best or something?
No, it's not be your best. It's hashtag choose to challenge.
Choose to challenge. Certainly something that was written by a dude on International Women's Day, choose to challenge. That's only, seriously. International Women's Day, like Michelle Laurie said earlier this morning, why do we need to do, you know, all of these days that pick people up, they're supposed to pick people up, we should be celebrating women every day. We should be celebrating the people that we love every day, not just bloody Valentine's Day and International Women's Day and what's the dude's day? Get drunk and pee your pants at home after
There is not an International Man's Day.
No, there's not. But I mean, you know, it's because they say, oh, you know, men are corporates and all of that, blah, 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 blah. No, we're all equal, man. And if we think of ourselves as all being equal, then we'll do all right, don't you reckon?
I reckon we'll do all right.
There needs to be more kindness and no arseholes in the world. I mean, I know that I probably wouldn't be in the world if that was the case.
You'd be gone.
Exactly. Boom. Just like...
I undertook last night, Damien, what I believe to be possibly the most difficult, demanding, beautifying home sort of... what's the word? It's not exactly a renovation. No. It's a home decorating challenge.
Oh, you did it in your house?
Yeah, I think it's possibly the hardest one to do alone.
Oh, jeez, what is it?
And... Well, it's and there are reasons that it had to be done this way, and I think I did it because I was annoyed at being alone, you know, like there was a lot going on psychologically.
So this is like a challenge. You challenged yourself. You felt like this was the time to do something.
Yeah, I think there was a lot going on psychologically. I think this job has been hanging around for a while, and what happened was. I organized, as I do, because I am a single lady and it's International Women's Day. Hi, everybody. Good luck. Kia ora. And everything else. Cheers. And so you have to think ahead and you have to be very organized when you're a single mother and all that kind of stuff. So I am very organized. So when we moved house, yeah. I knew that I wanted decorative, nice floor rugs in this new house. And so I organized for them to arrive at the new house well in advance of all the furniture, because that's the way you have to think. You have to be that organized.
Right.
And of course, they didn't.
Did you not stay on the case? Did you not follow up on the order? Oh, no, sorry. No, it's just...
Oi, sorry, it's just you said...
Okay, go on.
What are you doing?
Sorry, I'm just checking why...
Oi, shh.
Okay.
Oi, shh.
I'm checking in.
I did all of that.
Okay.
But the man,
who
was delivering them came 2 days late. I don't know why that happened.
It's a bloody disgrace.
Probably best to ask him. So he came, instead of coming the day before the furniture, he came the day after the furniture. So all the furniture was in, and then the rugs arrived that needed to go under all the furniture.
Oh, I know where you're going with this now.
So this, I managed to get a lot of the rugs down, but in my bedroom, which is a tighter space and the bed, you know, and just this rug has been still rolled up and in a corner for all this time. And I keep looking at it thinking, oh God, when am I going to do that? I really want it down on the ground, but I know it's just going to be a nightmare to do it. And for some reason last night, I was just irritated enough at the fact that there's never any man here to help me, and yet I help a number of men with lots of things in their lives. I thought, you know what?
But I'm
just going to do this myself.
Now, just before you say that, did you get in touch with any man and say, hey, I need to move
some
rugs?
Why would I?
Well, they don't know that you need to do this. It's not like for telepathy they're going to go, I think there's a woman out there in distress who currently needs a rug pushed underneath her bed.
No. Why?
No, okay. Okay, so you went ahead, you did this.
So No, don't. What, no, you don't say. What? You're so fast to say, isn't it? It's so quick to say. Oh, so then you went ahead and you did it. No, mate. No. No, it took such a long time, and like lifting. It was so heavy, and there was so much sweating and crying and swearing, and also so many cats. I mean, aren't cats interested in everything you're doing?
They are. They love it.
Some of them, I didn't even know they had a death wish until we started doing this. And they had to get under everything. I'm lifting furniture and trying to flick this rug under there and move the rug under there and lifting the bed and propping the bed up on things and bedside tables. And then there's a cat under there and the neighbours, what the neighbours heard, I mean, wow.
They must
the
have
creative
thought,
swearing.
Must have thought there was a man in the house.
They must have. Anyway, the rug's down.
So it's down. Oh, thank God.
And it looks beautiful.
Thank God. All right.
Hey, if only we could have got Shayna Blaze to go over to Michelle's place at the weekend, things would have been fine.
Anyway, happy International Women's Day. And exactly. Damien, would you like to remind everybody
of
what the slogan is for this year's International Women's Day?
As far as I know, it is challenge comes change. Okay, so it is choose to challenge.
Choose to challenge, ladies. So just take that on board.
You chose to challenge yourself last night, and look at you.
Yeah.
No messing around.
So some man somewhere has said, hey, let's just tell the ladies this year, hey, girls, huddle up. We want to encourage you to choose to challenge moving forward, all right, girls? You just have a crack at that and report back next year and let us know how you went. So, happy Women's Day, everybody.
It's very controversial.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Michelle and Damien, stop the train. It's coming. Michelle and Damien, stop the train. Stop the train. Michelle and Damien, stop the train. Coming, Michelle and Damien, stop the train,
New segment, don't have a look at the socials today because the dancing from Damien and myself during that opener was appalling.
It was pretty bad,
and
there's no doubt
in that. And I know the digital guy will put that in there.
You reckon he's going to put that in there?
What, us dancing like that? Hell yeah. Topic train. Guys, what I've got for you is just a topic. I'll throw it out there. Discuss. Prince Philip, 99. Continues this week his lengthy stay in hospital. It's not Prince Philip discuss. It is. When was your last stay in hospital and why?
I got one.
When was, all right, so when was your last stay in hospital?
I had to get a colonoscopy a couple of years ago.
Oh, awesome stuff. Good.
Colonoscopy.
Tube up the date.
Yeah, this is the whole thing. I was scared of injections, went in to get the colonoscopy. I woke up just before they had started doing it.
No!
Yes, I did.
No.
Yes, I was like lying on the thing and I woke up and I know I say this. This sounds like a gag, but I definitely say this because I saw some sort of golden thing. And I said, what are you doing with that? And then I went back to sleep again.
Oh, no!
What are you doing with that?
Or did they tell you that?
No, that's what I remember.
You remember that?
I remember that. I remember waking up and looking at it, and I was in a daze, and I saw someone holding, a nurse or a doctor holding a gold, something that was gold, and I said, what are you doing with that?
What are you doing with that?
Did the doctor say, I'll let you know after.
There was a little bit of that going on.
Oh, no.
That is a true story, guys.
Oh, that's terrible. That is the topic train for today. That is a ripper.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
It is International Women's Day today, my friends.
Oh, thank you so much for our day.
Yes, choose the challenge. That is the slogan for today. Hashtag choose the challenge.
Choose the challenge.
Yeah. Oh, thanks so much for that, everybody.
Yeah, there you go.
That sucks.
Yeah, it does actually, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, it's one that we'll talk
really
about
tiring.
A little bit later on.
It's really tiring being a challenging woman, just by the by. So I'd say take that on really, really cautiously. But anyway,
We need
it. So on that note, good.
We need a convo starter because it's 23 past six. We're doing the convo starter earlier today.
On that controversial note.
Choose to challenge. A man thought that up.
We decided not to challenge you on this one. We thought, let's just back off this one.
Yes, exactly.
Choose to back off.
Yes.
We know when. Now's not the time.
Yeah. No. Conversation starter. Hey, this is very exciting. We've got a new competition starting today, right? And it's called Sun, Surf and Ski.
Yeah.
And the surf component of it is you can win a trip to down to Victoria around the Great Ocean Road to a beautiful resort in Torquay. So if you don't know about that, it's just, oh my gosh, it's beautiful. Oh, look, I know our weather is generally can be quite crappy, but there are moments of stunning beauty, and the coastline is gorgeous. And of course, Bell's Beach is along this coastline. That's a very, very famous surf beach where they have big surf competition, and it's very beautiful. And the 12 Apostles are there, and the Otway Rainforest, and there's wineries and everything like that.
Sometimes you don't see all 12 Apostles, though, do you?
No,
I was there, and I think I only saw about seven of them. Just on the on that particular, you've got to get a good day to see them all.
David was on the source that day.
That's right.
Oh, look, there were actually, I don't think there were ever 12, and some of them fall over some days as well. Like it's a bit, they're a bit fragile. But oi, you got to be so careful. You got to be so careful, guys. And here's the conversation starter.
Yeah,
the Great Ocean Road is home to a carnivorous snail.
Ooh, carnivorous snails.
You've got to be so careful. There's a small black snail that lives in the forest there, and it eats meat. It mainly eats worms, slugs, and other snails, but don't get it in your shoes.
Oh, pinky toe gone.
Okay, so just take it easy. Don't be caught short looking for the 12th apostle and lose a toe to a snail.
This is full on. This could be the next major Hollywood blockbuster movie. Forget Piranha. Forget Jaws.
I know. Carnivorous snail. So careful. You're just down here in Victoria going, why is their coffee so much better than everybody else's? And then you're distracted. It is, though. And you're distracted.
Snail pops in the issue.
And then, boom, where's me toe?
Yep.
Ah.
See? Great convo starter. Start talking about it today.
Just pour some garlic sauce over them. Bada boom, bada bing. Eat them up yourself.
Although,
food's good too. Can I have another coffee?
If you do have a snail in your shoe, wouldn't it be dead? I suppose you've already squashed it, haven't you? Yeah. Semantics, I guess.
I ate your foot before you could squash it.
Yes. Wow. Fast moving snail.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Straney, have you ever bought from Wish.com?
Nothing. I've seen that crap on Wish.
The problem about Wish, okay, I'm going to give you the heads up. Don't look at anything online, because the minute you do, you're going to get tons of ads from Wish.com. You're going to get emails from them if by chance you give them your email address.
Oh, who's doing that?
Well, sometimes you get sucked in. You look at something, you go, you know what? Maybe I need that.
I've got stuff from Wish.com before because my kids will go, oh, Dad, can we get that? No.
Can we buy 10,000 Rubik's Cubes? Yeah,
can we have 74,000 tiny soccer balls? What am I going to... You've got 2 feet, kid.
Well.
Why do I need 74,000?
Well, look, in both cases, they're a Rubik's Cube and a soccer ball. They're pretty cool.
They are.
There's nothing wrong with it.
No, but they were mini things. This big as your fist. Well, what do you need them for?
I don't know. You might find a purpose for them. But
you piss off the neighbour when you're kicking them over the fence.
But they have random stuff.
They do.
They've got
random
things. And stumbled upon an infomercial from a good mate of ours.
Yeah.
Colin Farrell.
Nice.
Yeah, Colin
Farrell here from Wish.com. Looking to torture some info out of a pigeon? We have you covered. Need to send food on a little mini speedboat to your mate? Well, now you can. Breakfast, lunch and dinner, baby. If you're like me, you're so good in bed that you need Johnny's for your hands. 100 for 2 quid you dirty animal. Only have 17 quid, but you need a shirt and ball stranglers? Problem solved. Sick of your cat giving you filthies? Throw this yoke over its mush. Never run out of chicken helmets again. Three bob a go. Are you mad into feet, but you don't want to listen to the prick who owns them? Now you don't have to. 89 for the pair. Do you want your Mickey to look like a wolf? Of course you do. Ever seen Face Off? Well, now you can put Nick Cage's face on. You're a bollocks. Shark infested jocks. Hash. Luminous bike bollocks. Salmon shoes. Portable women irrigator.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that is incredible. What an amazing infomercial.
Well, a very...
There's everything that you can get from Wish right there.
Well, you know what? When I saw this infomercial, I thought, is this a joke? So I did the research. Yes, you can get chicken helmets. Helmets for chickens.
Yep.
And they're not $3. They're actually $6. $6 a helmet.
I mean, you know, there's a lot of chickens at the skate park.
Well, there are.
You have to wear a helmet if you're on a skateboard.
That's right. You can get a USB.
Yes.
That also doubles as a cigarette lighter.
Oh, brilliant stuff.
That's it. I mean.
Wish.com, you've sorted us out again. And yet, it also proves the point, Damien, as we discussed earlier. If you're an idiot, no entry here.
Well, okay, just the last one I'm going to leave you with, and I'm encouraging everybody out there not to buy this, because I doubt it works. £3. So what's that, about $5?
About $6, roughly.
Penis enlargement oil.
You try that, you're a dead set idiot. Hey, a huge news.
That'll cause a rash.
Yeah.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.